In Perek Dalet, we move on to discuss the halachas of the Shmona Esrei and davening. This is going to be the subject for this Perek and the Perek that comes as well. Just on a high level, the Gemara in Brachas tells us that we have tefillah, we have davening, in particular Shmona Esrei, on a regular day, three times a day. We have Shachris, Mincha, and Mariv. On days that where there was a Korban Musaf, we also add on Musaf, and on Yom Kippur, we have Ni'ilah as well. Now, our davening, when Neshama farms Faseinu, our davening is in place of the Korbanos, and accordingly, they reflect various aspects of the Korbanos. For example, what we're going to see in our Mishnah is that the timing for our davening, Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv, reflect the times that the underlying Korbanos were brought as well. There happens to be another sheet in the Gemara that it's not keneged the Tamidim, that our tefillahs are not per se because of the Korbanos, but because they were instituted by the Avos. Avram Avinu instituted Shachris, Yitzhak Avinu instituted Mincha, and Yaakov Avinu instituted Amara. But fundamentally, even that Shita seems to agree that it's because of the actual Korbanos that are reflected by the davening. So in other words, when it comes to Tefillah Shachris, our Shachris is in place of the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, the continual offering that was brought every day in the morning of the Beis HaMikdash. Our Korban, our Mincha, our Tefillas Mincha is in place of the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Abraham, the Tamid that was brought daily in the afternoon. And our Maariv is because of the limbs and the fats that were put on the altar from the day, from the korbanos from the day, and those were put on the altar continuing into the night, and if necessary, all night long. So the Mishnah starts as follows. We'll give some detail, but not too much, because this could be a three-hour Mishnah. Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzos. It says that the davening of Shmona Esrei continues up until Chatzos. Chatzos is midday in the day. It is either, it's not 12 noon per se, but on a 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. day, it would be 12 noon. But what it is that you divide up the day between morning and night. Morning can be defined as either Alos HaShachar or Netzach Hama, and night can be defined as either Shkia sunset or Tzeisach Kochavim. So we would compute the midpoint between either sunrise and sunset, or alternatively, according to other poskim, between Alos HaShachar and Tzeisach Kochavim. Then the midpoint between those is Chatzos. So according to the Tanakama, this is the view of Chachamim, Tfilas HaShachar, that is Shachris, can be daven all the way up until Chatzos Hayom, on 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. That would be 12 noon that it would be permitted to daven our Shachris. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He's of the view Ad Arba Shalos, only into 4 hours into the day. In other words, on a 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. day, that would be up until 10 a.m. The fundamental machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda is, when was the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar brought? According to Chachamim, the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar was brought up until Chatzos. Accordingly, our Tefillah Shachris is also until Chatzos. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Tamid Shel Shachar was brought until the end of 4 hours. Accordingly, our Shachris can only be davened up until 4 hours. Tefillas HaMincha Ad HaArev, Tefillas HaMincha can be davened up until evening. The poskim discuss, what does that mean? Does that mean Shkia, that we can daven Mincha up until Shkia, or does it mean that we can daven Mincha all the way up or close to Tzeisach Kochavim, which is really nighttime? And the Shulchan Aruch is fundamentally lenient, but we are machmir on this. The Mishnah Berurah is incredibly machmir on this, that our Shmona Esrei of Mincha should be davened by sunset. And the poskim are of the view, most poskim are of the view, that we should even finish our Shmona Esrei before sunset, although the Aruch HaShulchan is lenient on that and says as long as you start before sunset, then you continue thereafter. So that's the next opinion when it comes to Tefillas HaMincha. It's until Erev, until evening, be it Shkia sunset or be it Tzeisach Kochavim nighttime. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he disagrees again. At Plag HaMincha, Plag HaMincha is an hour and a quarter before nighttime. So that is the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Again, this is a machlokes. When was the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim brought up? Until, according to Chachamim, it was brought until the evening, until Erev. And accordingly, our Mincha can be davened up until that same time. And Rabbi Yehuda said the Korban of the afternoon, the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Habrayim was only brought until Plag HaMincha. Plag HaMincha, we won't go into too much detail, but it means half of the Mincha. This is talking about the time for Mincha is divided up. There's something called Mincha Gedola, which is a half an hour after Chatzos, the longer Mincha. So that's the first time we can daven Mincha. And there's also Mincha Ketana, which is 2.5 hours before the end of the day, be it before Shkia or before Tzeis HaKochavim. So that's the Mincha Ketana, 2.5 hours before the end of the night. And Plaga Mincha is the halfway point in Mincha Ketana. So if Mincha Ketana is 2.5 hours before night, Plaga Mincha halfway is 1.25 hours before nighttime. So Rabbi Yehuda is of the view that Mincha, you can daven up until Plaga Mincha, up until 1.25 hours before night. Thereafter starts the Zman of Maariv, and Chachamim is of the view that you can daven Mincha later. So they're lenient when it comes to Mincha, because you can daven Mincha up until Erev, but their Machmir becomes when it comes to Maariv, because you can only start Maariv at that point, whereas Rabbi Yehuda was of the view that you can start your Maariv at Plaga Mincha. As soon as the time for Mincha ends, the time for Maariv begins. Continuing, when it comes to Tfilas HaErev, which is Maariv, Ein La Keva, means that there's no set time. It means two things, actually, that you can daven it all night long up until Alos HaShachar. It also uses that language. It has no permanence, because initially there was not an obligation to daven Maariv. Shachris and Mincha were required. Maariv initially was optional, although nowadays Maariv is a requirement as well. But that's why the Mishnah uses Ein La Keva, because it sounds a little bit more flexible, because Maariv was not an obligation initially. And then Vishal Musafim Kolayom, when it comes to days that we have Musaf, Shabbos, Yontif, Rosh Chodesh, when we have Musaf, Kol Hayom, the first opinion is you can say the Musaf the entire day long. Rabbi Yehuda Omer had Sheva Shas, only up until 7 hours in the day can you daven Musaf. However, there are those Meforshim who remove this last statement of Rabbi Yehuda, that it should not be included in our Mishnah. Mishnah Beis continues the concept of going to shul in the morning and the night. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana haya mispala b'knisaso lebeis ha-medrash u'bitsiaso tefila katsara. Rabbi Nechunya, he would say a tefillah when he would go into the Beis HaMedrash, lav dafka the shul. At the time of Chazal, they used to have separate establishments, separate places for davening and for learning. So this is talking about when he would go into the shul early in the morning, and when he would leave the shul late at night, he would say a short prayer upon both entering in the morning and leaving at night. Amru lo, so those who saw him saying this prayer says, Mam, hakom letfilazo, what is this prayer that you are saying when you're going to the Beis HaMedrash, when you're leaving the Beis HaMedrash? Amar lahem, so he responded, Beknisasi, when I enter the study hall, ani mispalal shelo se'era takala al yadi, I daven that I should not make mistakes. In other words, I should daven that when it comes to learning a halach or paskining a shaila, I should not make a mistake, and that people will act upon that mistake that I make, and I'll cause others to make mistakes in their actions, or I should make a mistake, and my friends will laugh at me for that. Different explanations what this means would be tziasi. And when I leave the Beis HaMedrash, ani nosen hodaya al chalki, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving me a chelik in learning, of having a chelik in the Beis HaMedrash, able to spend my time in learning. Mishnah Gimel is a fascinating Mishnah that discusses the Shmona Esrei, and what we have to bear in mind is that nowadays we have Sidurim, and that's how we learn the Shmona Esrei, by reading the Siddur, and over time we become familiar with the Shmona Esrei, and we turn out that we know it by heart because we're able to have a text in front of us. But at the time of Chazal, there was no printing press, people didn't have their individual Sidurim, so many people, or at least some people, didn't know the text of the Shmona Esrei fluently. And accordingly, we have a machlokis in our Mishnah, a three-way machlokis, whether the entire Shmona Esrei should be said, or a shortened version of the Shmona Esrei, the shortened version, Havineinu. It can be found in some Sidurim still today, although it is not really used. What Havineinu is that it leaves the first three and last three brachas of the Shmona Esrei intact. Those are not changed, but in place of the 13 brachas in the middle, the bakashos, it's replaced with one bracha that starts off with the word Havineinu, give us understanding, Hashem Elokeinu Ladas Drachecha, that's reflecting the bracha of Chonen Adas. So all of the brachas of the 13 brachas in the middle of the Shemona Esrei have a little part in that bracha Havineinu. So in the Havineinu, the 13 bakashos, requests that we have in the Shemona Esrei, are reflected in Havineinu, and it ends off with Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tefillah. That's the ending of Shema Koleinu, the last of the 13 brachas in our Shemona Esrei. So Rabbi Gamliel Omer, here's the text of the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, B'chol Yom Yispal Al Adam Shemona Esrei. Even at the time of Chazal, you have to say, three times a day, you have to say the Shemona Esrei, at least Shacharis and Mincha and Maariv, hopefully yes as well. So we would say the entire text of the Shemona Esrei for all the tefillahs. That's opinion number one. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Me'ein Shemona Esrei. Rabbi Yeshua says that you can say the Havineinu. Havineinu is a replacement for the Shemona Esrei, for the full Shemona Esrei. You don't have to later on repeat it and say the full Shemona Esrei. Rabbi Yeshua was of the view everyone, instead of saying the full Shemona Esrei, can say the Havineinu Bracha Agav, just to mention that the poskim explained that Havineinu is not relevant at all times of the year. For example, there's no Mashiv HaRuach U'Morid HaGeshem in the Barech Aleinu Hashem Elokeinu, saying the Bracha. There's no request for Sen Talu Matarli Vracha, so it cannot be said in the winter months. And in addition, there's no Atachon Antanu, the Havdalah that we add in Atachonen Adam Das, on Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yontav. So at those times of the year, both in the winter and Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yontav, even according to the opinion that Havineinu can be said or should be said, it cannot be said at those times. But this is the opinion, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Me'ein Shemona Esrei. Everyone could say Shacharis Mincha Maariv, the Havineinu, and that would be sufficient. Rabbi Akiva Omer, this is the third opinion, Im Shkrua Tfilasa Befiv, somebody who really knows the Shemona Esrei well and is not going to make mistakes, Yispala Shemona Esrei, that person has to say the full Shemona Esrei, Vim Lav. If that's not the case, then Me'ein Shemona Esrei, that person could say Havineinu, the time to say Shemona Esrei, according to Rabbi Akiva, and this is as a weak poskin, if somebody is unable to say the Shemona Esrei, at a Shas HaTchak, a real time of need, a real emergency, somebody's traveling, and he's worried that people are going to disturb him, he doesn't have a good place to daven Shemona Esrei, various reasons brought down in Shulchan Aruch, why somebody could say Havineinu, those would be applicable reasons. So that is how we poskin like Rabbi Akiva, although nowadays, Havineinu is really not said. I only know one person in my whole life who has said Havineinu. He overslept a little bit on his first exam in Harvard Law School, first year, first semester, and he overslept. And if he was going to say the entire davening, he would miss a good part of the exam and would be significantly disadvantaged. And for sure, he would have no kavana for a full Shemona Esrei, and that's one of the reasons that you can say Havineinu. So indeed, he did opt to say Havineinu and get to that final, basically on time, and I'm sure he did very well on it. But that would be that's the one person that I've ever heard of in our generation to say Havineinu. This is really not used as a solution. One rationale is that we don't have very good kavana anyway for our Shemona Esrei, so why should we revert to Havineinu? Because we're not going to have a kavana, because unfortunately our kavana is lacking anyway. Mishnah Dalet teaches us what our proper attitude should be towards davening. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Oset Tfilah Sokeva, anyone who makes his tefillah fixed. In other words, he views it as a burden to him that he simply wants to get it done and quickly and get over with it. Kind of like a checkbox Jew, check, done with Shacharis, check with Mincha, done with Maariv. I just want to be having davened, and I want to be part of no obligations, no commitments going forward. That is making his tefillah a fixed obligation that he just wants to be done with. Ain tefillah sota chanunim. His tefillah is not a sincere tefillah. His tefillah is not a sincere appeal for mercy. Our tefillah indeed should be tachanunim, rachmeininu. It's asking rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if we're not approaching it that way, but rather as a burden, we will not get a positive response for a sincere tefillah. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, we're changing veins here and changing gears to a different issue. Hamehalach bimkom sakana, somebody who is traveling in a place that is a sakana. So that is very difficult to have a proper focus on the full Shemona Esrei. And as we've discussed, there are times that somebody can replace the full Shemona Esrei with the shortened version of Havineinu, that you say the first three and the last three of the regular Shemona Esrei, but the 13 in the middle get replaced by one bracha called Havineinu. If somebody is simply traveling in a place of sakana, he's worried there's it's dangerous around him, he's not going to be even able to have kavana for the first three and the last three with just Havineinu in the middle. He's going to say a short tefillah as follows: Mitzvah al tefillah kitzara, short, very short tefillah. Omer seita Hakadosh Baruch Hu, pli hasha Hashem es amcha, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, please save your nation as she'eris Yisrael, the remnant of Klal Yisrael, b'chol parshas ha'ibur, in the entire parsha of Ibur. So there are a couple of explanations what that means. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you should answer us at all times, in all places, even when we're sinning, even when we're doing en aveira, that's parshas ha'ibur, yutzarchehem lefanecha, our need should be in front of you, or parshas ha'ibur means even when we're traveling, Ibur la'avur, going from place to place, like I am right now, this individual is saying, and I'm in a place of danger, our need should be in front of you. Baruch Ata Hashem Shomea Tfila, blessed you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who hears our tfila. Now, there is a fundamental difference between the tfila of Havineinu, which somebody can say in certain circumstances, and this tfila Kastar, this even much more abridged version of a davening, is that the Havineinu is in place of the Shemona Esrei. Even after somebody gets out of the situation that caused him to say the Havineinu, he is not required to repeat the Shemona Esrei, because the Havineinu replaced the Shemona Esrei, as opposed to this Tefillah Katzara. This is not in any way a replacement of the Shemona Esrei. So after he gets out of that difficult situation, if it's still this Man Tefillah, he would say the Shemona Esrei then. If it's the time for the next tefillah, he would make a tashlumim, a makeup davening for the tefillah that he had missed already. In other words, if he missed shachris because he was in a makom of sakana, and it's now the time for mincha, he would daven a regular mincha and then repeat that Shemona Esrei as a tashlumim, as a makeup. The second one is the makeup for the shachris that he missed because he was in dire straits and unable to say a proper Shemona Esrei or even a proper Havineinu Shemona Esrei. Mishnah Hay and thereafter Mishnah Vav dealt with the situation, various situations of somebody who was about to daven Shemona Esrei. However, he's in a situation that it's difficult for him to stand or impossible for him to stand for the Shemona Esrei. And a related issue, also it's difficult or impossible for him to point in the proper direction. So as we know, when somebody's outside of Eretz Yisrael, they point during the Shemona Esrei towards Eretz Yisrael. And somebody in Eretz Yisrael points towards Yerushalayim. Somebody in Yerushalayim points towards Har HaBayis, the Temple Mount. And somebody who is at the Temple Mount points towards the Kodesh Kodoshim. But what happens if it's difficult or impossible to do such? So the Mishnah starts out as follows: Hayarochev ala chamor. If somebody is riding on his donkey, nowadays we would say that somebody is potentially in a car, driving a car. That would be potentially similar, but it's not exactly the same. So it says, Yered, that person should get off of that donkey, and at that point he should daven Shemona Esrei, based on the Tanakhama, based on our Mishnah. He shouldn't continue riding that donkey. Get down, let somebody else hold the donkey. And if he has somebody else to hold the donkey, so he doesn't have to worry about chasing after that donkey, his mode of transportation, get off the donkey, daven a proper Shemona Esrei, pointing in the proper direction. If he's unable to get off of that donkey because he has no one to hold it, for example, so he's just going to be nervous during the Shemona Esrei that the donkey is going to run away, he can remain seated on that donkey and simply turn his face in the proper direction towards Yerushalayim, towards Har HaBayis, depending on his situation, where he is. So pointing in the proper direction where he should be pointing. And continuing, v'imeno yachol lachzir es panav, what if he has to stay on the donkey and he can't even turn in the direction for his davening, yachaven es libo, kineged beis kodesh hakadoshim, he should envision, he should turn his thoughts to being, envisioning himself as if he is in the Kodesh Kodoshim. So that's the way it works. If you can get off according to the our Mishnah. If you can't get off, still point in the right direction. If you can't even point to the right direction, you should think about being in the right direction. Your thoughts should be there. Regardless, wherever we're davening, whatever position we're davening, we should always have in mind thinking that we are in Yerushalayim, in the Har HaBayis, in the Beis HaMikdash, when we are indeed davening. Now, truth be told, when it comes to the halacha, we don't paskin like the halacha in our Mishnah. The Gemara tells us that we paskin like Rebbe, who is of the view that somebody who is riding a donkey, he actually does not need to get off the donkey in order to say Shmona Esrei, even if there's somebody who can be holding the donkey for him, but rather he's permitted to say the Shmona Esrei on that donkey because he may feel uncomfortable getting off. He may feel that pressure to continue in his journey. It's going to take him time to get off and get back on. So Rebbe is of the view that because he can mechaven as well on top, he's not going to have kavana if he has to get off. Let him just sit on the donkey and daven there. Mishnah Vav continues. Haya Yosha Bisfina. If somebody is on a boat, he's on a ship, on the sea, he is unable to get off, he's in the middle of the water, or Bakaron, or he's going on a wagon, for example, through the desert. It's not as if he can tell the whole caravan, please stop, I want to daven Shmona Esrei, or Ba'asta, or he's on a raft going down a river. Accordingly, he's seated. That's one issue, is sitting down. Maybe he can stand up on the boat, on the ship, but he's seated. And in addition, he can't simply turn around to daven in the proper direction. Yechaven es libo keneged beis kodesh hakadoshim. It should simply turn his thoughts, thinking and envisioning that he's in the kodesh kadoshim, and have as good kavana as he can with that image in mind. Mishnah Zayin has a machlokas whether somebody who is davening musaf b'yachidus without a minyan is obligated to say musaf or not. When it comes to the other tefillah shachris, mincha and mariv, we have an obligation to go to minyan, but if we're unable to make it to a minyan, we have a personal obligation to daven regardless of being together in a minyan. But our question is, how about musaf? Why would musaf be any different? Because musaf doesn't have any request. It's more of a tzibur dik tefillah as opposed to the rest that do have personal requests that we have of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, first opinion, ein tefillas hamusafin ela bechever ir. Musaf is only said when you have a minion. In other words, a yachid davening by himself would not daven musaf, Shabbos, Yontif, and Rosh Chodesh. If you're not with a minion, you don't say musaf based on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Second opinion, v'chachamim omrim bechever ir v'shelo bechever ir. Whether you're with a minion or not with a minion, you have to say musaf. In other words, according to Chachamim, even an individual davening b'yachidus is certainly obligated to say musaf. And then the third opinion, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bishmo, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the first opinion, but he had a different mesorah of what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, kol makom sheyesh chever ir, if you're in a place, if you're in a town, in a city that has a minyan, accordingly, hayachid potor mitfila sumusafin. If that's a situation and you're not able to go, then a yachid does not have to say the musaf tfila because the tzibur exempts him. They say it on his behalf. However, if somebody is in a place, in a town, in a city that there's no minyan saying musaf, then, according to this opinion, that individual would be obligated. He'd have a personal obligation to say musaf because there's no tzibur that is saying it on his behalf.